In this bulletin, refugees and childcare are the main issues in the federal election campaign today. One person killed in a synagogue shooting in the United States, and people around the world celebrate Orthodox Easter. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Federal opposition leader Bill Shorten has told voters this year's election is about the Australian public and serving their needs. Labor has unveiled a childcare package to support low-income families and vowed to reduce living costs. Mr. Shorten told a rally in Melbourne he wants to reform the country to create a fair system for everyone.
A Fair Go action plan for every Australian in health, in education, in wages policy, in action on climate change, in equality for women, in helping with the cost of living.
The federal government is rubbishing the opposition's new childcare election announcements, claiming the Labor Party increased childcare fees by 50% last time it was in office. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says opposition leader Bill Shorten is going to raise taxes, so his spending promises are compromised and people won't see any real benefit.
Whatever spending promises Bill Shorten says at this election, it's funded by higher taxes. So he's giving with one hand and taking with another, and he's going to slug the Australian people with $387 billion of higher taxes, so his spending promises are not worth the paper that they're written on.
The Prime Minister Scott Morrison has used a speech in Sydney to commit to supporting migrants while managing population growth. The Liberal leader told a rally on Sunday the Commonwealth needs to plan for the future together with state and territory governments. Mr. Morrison has announced extra money to expand an existing infrastructure fund to curb congestion. The Prime Minister says he also wants migrants to secure jobs and education because they have built up Australia's economy.
Whether it's the Chinese community, the Lebanese community, the Jewish community, the Korean community, there are so many. And they have all made such an enormous contribution.
Anti-Adani protesters and mine supporters have come face to face at Claremont in central Queensland at a rally today. The planned mine still needs final approval to go ahead, but environmental activists are protesting against the development. Many locals want the business in their town, and this supporter was heckled during a speech.
Thousands of jobs can come. A future for our country can be secured, and what we have done in the past will be built here in central Queensland again. I can't wait to see that happen.
United States President Donald Trump says a fatal shooting at a synagogue in his country appears to be a hate crime. A woman is dead after she was shot with an assault-style weapon inside a San Diego synagogue in the state of California near the United States border with Mexico. A 19-year-old man is in custody over the shooting after he surrendered to police. Police have reportedly linked him to an earlier fire at a mosque last month. This latest attack happened on the last day of the Jewish Passover festival. Mr. Trump says it is difficult to believe what has occurred.
My deepest sympathies go to the people that were affected, the families, their loved ones, by the obviously looks right now, based on my last conversations, looks like a hate crime. Hard to believe.
The shooting comes 6 months to the day after 11 people were killed in a shooting at another US synagogue in the city of Pittsburgh. The Archbishop of Colombo has held a solemn mass 1 week after the Sri Lankan attacks, which killed hundreds on Easter Sunday. Churches also fell silent, suspending their own Sunday mass services as security concerns remain after the deadly suicide bombings. Authorities have detained more than 100 people since the blast at 3 churches and 4 hotels. Several people have reportedly been killed in a 2-car crash on New Zealand's North Island this weekend. Police are yet to confirm the exact number of fatalities, but say conditions were wet on the state highway between Taupo and Rotorua. Orthodox Christians around the world are celebrating Easter, marking the day they believe Jesus Christ was resurrected 2,000 years ago. Russian President Vladimir Putin has attended a midnight mass service at the Christ the Saviour Cathedral in Moscow. The head of the Russian Orthodox Church, Patriarch Kirill, has congratulated attendees.
Let me wholeheartedly congratulate you, brothers and sisters, with the eve of the Holy Easter. The holiday of Easter is an opportunity to glorify Christ the Saviour, who defeated evil.
In women's golf, Australia's Minji Lee leads by one stroke going into the final round of the United States LPGA Tour event in Los Angeles. Lee is 11 under on day three of the Open, leading Denmark's Nana Kurtsmadsen. The 22-year-old is looking for her first win since last year's Volvic Championship, but is feeling hopeful having finished top three in three of her past eight starts this year. Now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, a morning shower or two, 22. Adelaide, sunny, 23. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 18. Hobart, much the same, 19. Canberra, sunny and 20. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 21. Sydney, similar conditions, 23. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 23. Brisbane, a possible shower, 25. Cairns, rain and 29. Darwin, partly cloudy, 33. I'm Stephanie Corsetti. This is SBS News.